Blog Talk Radio.
Good Saturday morning to you all. It's a beautiful and warm and breezy Saturday here in Philadelphia. I am your host, Ricky R. Jones, and welcome to Hand and Footprints, What is Your Legacy? Welcome back to all of you who were with us in May. We had a great time in May. So glad you were here. Welcome to those of you who are first-time listeners in the month of June, and thank you, thank you, thank you. Congrats goes out to all the dads and the grads, and happy Black Music Month. Make sure that you go and support your Black musicians and your artists and everything else. June is absolutely fabulous. I thank each and every one of you for being on with me and my guest today. Oh, goodness. I'm telling you, he's going to help me kick off this series, Black Men 101. But before I get into speaking with our guest today, I wanted to explain to you guys where I got this idea of doing the theme Black Men 101. So last month, a lot of you knew, those of you who have been following me, a lot of you knew that I participated in the arthritis walk. Yay, Team Stiletto, yay, yay, yay. So in the course of being a participant, I also helped support the walkers. And we purchased T-shirts that represented the team's logo, which is Team Stiletto. So in the course of doing the team, you know, taking care of the T-shirts and things of that nature, I happened to be dealing with the particular person who created the T-shirts. Shout out to the T-shirt boutique. Looking forward to getting you guys on later on sometime this month. But I'm watching this young man. And he's, you know, taking care of his business, everything else, and taking care of our order. But then I also watch his interaction with the neighborhood, you know, the community itself. And just right then and there, I said, oh, my goodness, like, this is so powerful and so awesome. So I called up my partner from Halcyon Days, who's also a great networker here on Blog Talk, Ola Dele. Mr. Ngozi from the BevNet. Hey, shout out to you. I see you on the air. Good morning. So I said to him, I said, oh, my goodness, you know, this young man is really into his craft and he's really into his community. I got to get him on. Not even just get him on, but he's just giving me the idea to do Black Men 101 and just supporting and celebrating what our men are doing out here. And I'm just absolutely excited about this entire month. And, folks, I hope you guys get to listen in the entire month to celebrate with me and Hand and Footprints as we talk to different men about Black men. It's just a true celebration. I'm so glad that you guys are on. So I've let you guys know how that got started. Let me give you a little bit of history about today's guest who is going to kick it off for us. Oh, my goodness, Dr. Vibe. What can I say other than he's a self-taught online whiz with no formal training in coding or broadcasting? Dr. Vibe has become Canada's Prince of Podcasts. He dominates the internet when it comes to hosting intelligent, entertaining conversations on race and gender. Dr. Vibe has been the host and producer of his own podcast, The Dr. Vibe Show, for the last decade. He's done over 1,000 interviews with people from all over the world. He's gotten into the minds of Black powerhouses such as Canadian football great Michael Pinball Clemens and Canadian Senator Don Meredith. Oh, I tell you, and CNN education contributor Dr. Steve Perry. As of May of 2013, The Dr. Vibe Show is the first and only podcast to be regularly featured on the popular U.S.-based men's website, The Good Men Project. And if you guys get a chance to really see positivity in its truest form, you make sure that you check out this website. It has 5.4 million unique visitors per month and 25 million page views per month. Dr. Vibe, I tell you, he is absolutely awesome. And I'm going to stop talking and I'm just going to bring him on. Good morning, Dr. Vibe. How are you? Welcome to Hand and Footprints.
Good morning. How are you? I hope you are fine. I am blessed and highly favored, a magnet for miracles and a solution for someone's problem. I am jacked to be on this show. the first show of the month about black men. I am humbled, and I'm not even from the United States. I'm based in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and you've given me the privilege and the blessing to kick off the month. I am humbled and truly blessed and highly favored.
Listen, I thank you. I thank you so very much for even accepting my offer. I really appreciate it. And the conversation that we had prior to leading up to the show. Listen, one thing I love about, and I'm really loving about this mic life, those of you who follow my page and my tweets and everything else, I talk about this mic life. I love the fact that I get a chance to meet interesting people, everyday people, because that's what the show is about, everyday people doing extraordinary things, leaving their mark, their impression. And Dr. Fyfe, I thank you from just, and we haven't met face-to-face, but we're planning on it, you know, as soon as I make my way to Toronto.
Well, I can come to Philadelphia too. You know, I was in Philly about 2 years ago for a convention, and believe it or not, a number of regular guests that I have on my show are in Philadelphia. So it's becoming a second or third home for me, at least digitally.
Okay. Well, I told you, I'm looking forward to it. Let me remind our callers, if you have a question for myself or Dr. Fyfe, you can call in at 347-826-9723, 347-826-9723. Press the number 1, and we'll put you right on in to ask your questions. Those of you who are listening online, thank you for listening online. If you happen to have any questions for Dr. Fyfe, the last 5 minutes of the show, I suggest for our online listeners to come offline and call into the phone number so that you can get your questions, because a lot of times we go into archive and it's okay and we might lose you, but we definitely want you to get in and ask any questions that you have. So, my brother, I'm so glad, so glad. Who is Dr. Fyfe?
Oh, my goodness. How long the show? And you know what? I just want to circle back and give some homage, because we are broadcasting live. And at the same time, I'd love to give homage to Dr. Maya Angelou. Her service is going on right now. May she rest in peace. And she's a lifelong inspiration for so many people. So I just wanted to get that out. And also, you talked about Black Music Month. Pop quiz, do you know whose birthday it is today?
If I'm not mistaken, isn't it Prince?
Yes, Prince is 56 years old today. So I just wanted to drop the little two things in, two icons in their own respective fields. Who's Dr. Fyfe? I'm a black man who works on getting better, a little bit better every day. I'm not perfect, but I'm your friend. And we could go on long, but, you know, I've just been doing the online stuff for a long time. And thank you so much for your introduction. I really appreciate it. Don't take it for granted. And I just, you know, the show is online, not only podcast, but also now doing a lot of Google Hangouts. I wanted, the original intention of the show, the theme of the show, was to provide a platform for black Canadian men to just speak their mind, because media is so controlled and we don't, a lot of times, many times, black men don't get a chance to really share their heart and their soul. And I just created a platform a number of years ago for black men in Canada to just come on and just speak whatever they want. And now it's become a global platform where I've done conversations. I don't do interviews. I do conversations with black men and those who love them all around the world. So I'll leave it at that as a tight little introduction about myself.
So now, how did you get introduced to doing podcasts and now doing the Google Hangouts? How did you even get started with that? Because in your bio, you say, hey, you're self-taught. Being self-taught means you fumble along with it somehow or another and got into it.
Well, many years ago when I had hair, I used to be involved in the music industry. And I used, for one of the major record companies in Canada, I was there. Actually, I was probably the first urban music marketer for any major record label in Canada. And before that, I did a lot of college radio. And as I was growing up, I just didn't see the opportunity for black men in the media to provide a platform. So me always being curious, started investigating, doing things, and said, hey, I can do a podcast, because I loved my days of college radio, because basically you could do whatever you want and talk to whoever you wanted to or share with anyone who wanted to online. So I just took this thing called digital technology. The first podcast I did was with my co-host at the time. We talked about the Michael Vick and dog situation. So those people who remember that, and that was done via my laptop on my dining room table. And that's how far back, and I've just continuously grown. And the only reason, if people say, how have you become so big? Well, one of the reasons is if the dream is big, the facts don't matter. And I've made a lot of mistakes, but I keep on going. And I just also, at the end of the day, it's all about relationships and giving back and sharing.
Right. So what has been your, as a black man getting into this particular medium, what has been your challenge? What have been your challenges?
Challenges, you know what, and I'm based in Canada. Believe it or not, it's so much easier for me to get people on from your country, the United States, than it is from Canada. So
really?
That has been, yeah, it's been a little bit of a challenge, but I don't mind because one of the things I found out throughout my journey on this through this online show is that the challenges that black men have almost universal around the world. I've had discussions with black men from Canada, the United States, England, Japan, Germany, Bahrain, Nigeria, and they all have a lot of the same common challenges. So it's been a great place to just provide black mentors to speak. When guests come on my show, I tell them it's their show. I just steer the ship.
Right, right. And, wow, that's amazing that you're able, and you say it's easier to get people on from this country. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think there's a few reasons. One of the things is your population of African Americans is so large compared to what we have in Canada. Also, too, I think it's Americans in general, I believe, and I may get slapped on the hand by this by one of your callers, are very very vocal and proactive, whereas Canada's a little bit more conservative-ish. I wouldn't say it's fully conservative, I will tell you that the large amount of my downloads are from the United States. So I take the thought process that I go where my bread is buttered.
But
I will say I'm getting more and more traction now in Canada. It seems that I've had to prove myself outside of my country to get the respect inside my country. So you know what? No big difficulty because, like I said, the conversations that we have on the show are universal. They're not just country or city based.
And you bring up a good point about having to prove yourself. Do you feel as though being a black man, you always have to prove yourself, even though you're Canadian born and raised, so you don't necessarily have the experience of the American, African-American man, but do you find yourself that you've had the experience of having to prove yourself as a black man?
You always, and most black men, always have to prove ourselves. But I've been very blessed over the last few years that because of credibility and people have seen that I've been doing it for so long, they know I'm just not a fly by night. I've been doing it for a long time. And I have to give a major shout out to the Good Men Project because now being part of an organization that gets 20 million page views a month, when how many people can say that they're being approached by a representative from an organization gets 20 million page views a month. So one of the things that a lot of people are looking for these days, they're looking for people who either have profitability or credibility.
This is true. This is true, to give that voice. And if you don't have that, it's like you're silenced.
Well, and just to add to that point, especially in the world of social media, women are much more proactive on the social. There's many more black women that are proactive online than there are black men. So it's even a little bit more of a challenge because there's not too many. There are a number of black men that are in the social media world, but when you go to conferences, especially black social media conferences, most of the time, three quarters of the attendees are black women, not black men.
And I found that to be true, but I've always been puzzled by why. I mean, it's not like it's a venue that people can't get into. And like you said yourself, it's quite easy to get into, you know, quite easy to get started. Why is it that we don't see a lot of our men involved in it? Is there not an interest? I mean, is...
I think there are a number of men that are involved in it. It's just at times what they're, I guess, paying attention to in social media. And
right.
Also, to traditionally, women are more expressive or more, in general, and I'm not saying this is each case, but much more general, where men are a little bit more reserved, et cetera, and it takes some time for them to, you know, break that barrier. But we're making our strides. We're coming along. Watch out.
Yeah, because we're always asking, what's on your mind? And the first thing you guys tell us is nothing.
Nothing. That's right.
Nothing.
Exactly. Well, that,
and
well,
is
that's
that really
the...
true? Is that really, really true that it's absolutely
no.
true? How could that possibly be? There's nothing on your mind.
You know what I'll say, Ricky? The thing is, men have a lot in their minds and a lot in their hearts. They just need to be in an environment where they feel comfortable, and then it comes out. Like, sometimes I look at what I do as a digital barbershop, because I have men that come on. Yeah, it's like a digital barbershop, and when people get on this show, they let it out. I'd say when people come on the show, especially black men, I say I want them to be tired when they're done. Not because it was such a chore, but they got everything out they wanted to, and they're exhausted in a good way.
I just want to remind our callers, thank you for calling in. If you have a question for Dr. Vibe, first of all, I want to welcome those of you who just tuned in and those of you who just called in. I see you. Good morning. Welcome to Hannah Footprints. I'm your host, Ricky Jones. I'm on with Dr. Vibe from the Dr. Vibe Show. And we're talking about Dr. Vibe, and we're also talking about the Black Man 101. And welcome to that series. If you have a question for Dr. Vibe, please press the number 1, and we'll get you right on in. Those of you who've just tuned in online, welcome, welcome, welcome. I thank you. And so now, getting back to you, Dr. Vibe, just get to the point where you feel like you need to give someone a voice. It has to go back, way back into your upbringing and things of that nature. If you don't mind me asking, you know, who instilled that feeling of, you know, you have to be a voice for the voiceless, so to speak? What gave you that inspiration?
That's a really good question. Not too many people have asked me about this. I'm very much involved in community. And there were just a lot of people that inspired me. I can't say one or two specifically, just a number of people that inspired me. And I said, you know what? I've got to give back because they've given so much to me in the community. Like, I'll give a perfect example. Many years ago, after I graduated from university, I said, you know what? I'm tired of reading. I can't stand reading books. I can't stand anymore, et cetera. And there was a bookstore in Toronto at the time that I went down to, and I walked in, and there was a book that I saw called Black Men, Obsolete, Single, and Dangerous.
Wow.
If you still can get this book, it is an amazing book, and if you want the information on it, I can certainly provide it to you offline. And I said, that book is speaking to me. And I read it, and I said, you know what? Just one of those moments, because a lot of times in my life, and I think people can relate to this, life is made of decisions and moments. I said, you know mm-hmm. what? That was part of the impetus that got me giving back, because there's been so many people that have given to me that I felt in myself that if I don't give back or share with others, I'm the wrong one. I'm not doing right. So I look at myself now as a connector. And if there's anything that I can share with people that can be helpful, I make a point of doing it. Many times now when I'm in a conversation with someone, there's at least two or three people running in my head saying, you need to meet that person. You need to meet that person.
Right. And you get that feeling. You definitely get that feeling of you have to meet, because I know when I reached out to the Good Men Project, I had that feeling. It was funny. It was a weird thing of I went to the page, and I just got such a good, no pun intended, vibe.
Okay, you can use that. You can use that.
I got such a good vibe off of the page. I was like, oh, my goodness, this is, you know, this is the opportunity. This is something a lot of times, you know, I think I want to tell people about it. And sometimes I wasn't going to write the message and ask, you know, would they be interested, because I was a little nervous. You know, I'm new to this, and it's been about a year since I've been doing this.
Right.
And as I'm reaching out to new people, every time I write that message, I'm like, okay, so what did they say? No, that rejection piece. You know, as a woman, you know, we kind of deal with our rejection in certain ways. We kind of just, all right, shake it off and just go for it, girl. With men, with black men in particular, how do we, it's like I'm a mother of a little one. I'm a mother of an 8-year-old going on 90. I swear this young man has been here before.
Okay.
I really do. So we're now at that stage where we're finding our friends and we're balancing out some things. And, you know, I tell him, hey, listen, if you don't get a friend, who cares, whatever, just you go on about your business. So how do we tell our folks, you know, how do we tell our parents who have black males that they're raising to be, I guess, conduit to kind of get them to understand that it's more than you in this world? You know, how do we, what should we say? What should we expose them to? How do we tell them to go out forth and be that person?
Well, and because of, you know, we have a limited amount of time, I'll just, two things come up from the top of my head. First of all is listen to them. Listen to their head, but also listen to their heart. And also another thing that I believe is very important is sharing history and sharing family history, because I feel that if you get a sense of your lineage and what you came from, sharing it with them is very important. It's no guarantee that they're going to retain or et cetera, because at the end of the day, the only person you can control the best of times is yourself. But
right.
We have to listen to them and be able to be, as much as possible, transparent. Relatability is key. I'll be totally transparent. My father and I didn't have the relationship I wanted to have with him till about 10 years ago. But the thing is, I thank God my father's still alive, because there's another number of black men out there whose fathers never were there, may have died at an early age. If you still have your father in your life, I encourage you black men to just connect with them, speak with them, et cetera, because one of the pivotal moments in a black man's life and most men's lives is when their father dies. Because
right.
in many cases, that's your main guy. That's your role model. And when he's gone, it's a whole different thing. And I'm still blessed to have that. But I share with a number of men, and over the last few months, a number of black men who've lost their fathers. And, you know, I've been there for them. And I think it's very important. Friendship is key. Relationships are the key to everything, black men. Relationships are the key to everything. Family relationships especially are the key to everything, because after a certain point in life in your journey, you may come to a point saying, you know what, going after the dollar wasn't everything. You know, taking care of being
right.
part of the family, that's a longer, less legacy, in my opinion, than any dollar bill. As I say, money funds the mission. It's not the mission.
And that is so, so true. I want to remind those of you who were online, if it's all right with you, Dr. Bob, we're going to go over in a little bit of archival, because I don't want this conversation to lose any bits of where it's going to go. But those of you who are online, I want you to know now we've got about five and a half minutes left in the show. We are going to go a little bit into archive. So if you do have a question for Dr. Bob or you want to make a comment, you might want to think about coming off a line soon and dialing into the number 347-826-9723, 347-826-9723. Those of you who are listening, thank you, welcome. And if you have a comment and or a question for Dr. Bott, by all means, please push the number 1 and we'll get you right on in. And you brought up some very, very good points about what is key and pivotal. So when you're doing, when you're preparing your show, because now I want to get into the mind of Dr. Vibe. When you're preparing
that
your show.
That could be dangerous. Be ready.
I think I'm about ready. I think I can do it. How do you come up with your, I guess, the topics, or how do you decide what will be the conversation of the day, or do you even decide, or you just go to it with the flow?
Well, that's a very good question, and I'll be totally transparent here. A lot when people ask me, like, how do you get people come on the show? I keep abreast of what's going on in line and stories, and if I see someone who's written an article or story that I think would be of interest that fits the theme and the audience and the core of our show, which is Black men and those who love them, I send out an invitation. A lot of times it's via Twitter saying, hey, I really enjoyed your story, or I'll email them, I really enjoyed your story, this is what I do, would you like to be on the show? And you had said earlier in our conversation about no's. I don't mind no's because no's get me closer to my yeses.
Hmm.
That's the thought process I have. So at least I know where they stand, because a lot of times people will say no. They're not really saying no to you, but not at this time. A lot of times. But if you get the note, yeah, and they move on. But what I do is I'll give many examples I could give, but I just send the person out the invitation. Would you like to come on the show? This is what I do. If they like to come on, mm-hmm. great. Then we coordinate the time, and then they say, so what do you want me to talk about? I say, it's your show. You talk about what you want to talk about, because people, simple human theory, if people get to talk about what they want, they're going to give you all they want and all they can. And most people, the thing they like to do most in life is talk about themselves. So it's not difficult. Let them talk about what they want to talk about. And I make sure that I listen, which is another key core characteristic, especially for Black men, and make sure mm-hmm. that I respond back and respond with, I call them conversation pieces. Many people would say questions
right.
that pertain what they're sharing with me. And I say to my guests, it's a conversation. It's not an interview. A lot of people get nervous when they hear the word interview. This is a conversation. It's all about you. You talk about what you want. Right there, that takes some tension, a lot of tension out of people. So, yeah, that's basically the way I do it. And you talk about rejection. How I got on the Good Men Project, I actually, someone else gave me the thought process. I had never heard of the Good Men Project, sent an email to their social justice editor, and about 2 months after, he said, hey, he got me on the line. He was in a cafe in Singapore. We were chatting. We love what you do. How can we get you on? To now, I'm the only online show that's regularly featured on the site, and I host their Google Hangouts. So Black Man, the face of Good Men Project. I host a Google Hangout every month, and it's my face you see.
All right. And it's a handsome face, by the way. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. I try to keep the shine going.
Now, because I don't want to lose our online folks, can you tell everyone how they can find you? How can they listen to one of your podcasts?
Well, on my online show, because it's now Google Hangouts and podcasts, on my online show, you can go to @DRVIBESHOW. If you want, it's on the website is thedrvibeshow.com. TheDrVibeShow.com. I'm also on Google Plus, The Dr. Vibe Show. I'm also on, I have a Facebook fan page, The Dr. Vibe Show. If you want to email me, it's info@CanadianMan.com. And I'm getting a little bit into Instagram, but the best ways to get a hold of me is either Twitter, Google Plus, or email. Those are my three strong social media foundations.
All right. You guys heard it. If you guys have any questions and you want to ask and you're not sure about the information on how to reach Dr. Vod, I will post it again on my page. We're now into archives, so those of you who have called in, stay on the line. And again, if you do have a question, push the number 1 and we'll pull you right on in. And if you don't mind, Dr. Vod, we'll go a couple more minutes into
this
conversation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm very excited. I'm looking forward to this. I'm up on Saturday mornings, usually at 6 o'clock, so I've been ready since 6 a.m.
And join the crowd, because I was saying earlier, I was like, oh, gosh, if I could just sleep, if my body would just allow me to sleep past 6 o'clock on a Saturday, that's great. But I'm like you, I was up, and then I've been super excited all week about the show. And I'm always excited about all of my shows, every guest that I have, because to me, it's a humbling experience. The Lord didn't have to give me this opportunity, and I'm so grateful and thankful. So I was super excited about this week, and last night I said, okay, I'll sip a glass of wine and mellow myself out, and that should help me sleep at least past 6. Yeah, that didn't happen. so I'm like, I said, okay, I'm up at 6. And I was just sitting there. I said, okay, let me work a little bit on the show, go back to sleep. But just absolutely, absolutely excited. So now with your show.
Yes.
Where do you want to take it? Because this whole conversation and the purpose of Hand and Footprints is to talk to everyday people doing everyday things in their global and local communities. And I always ask all my guests, where do you see yourself with your show? Like, what kind of impression do you want your listeners to have?
I want my listeners that any time that they come to the Dr. Vibe show that they get, they're educated, entertained, enlightened, and empowered. If I can do that and make them have actually to – when they think about online broadcasting and pertaining to black men, I'd like them to think of the Dr. Vibe show first. Because
right.
that was something that my mentor in online broadcasting told me many years ago when he helped me take my show up to another level. He said, Dr. Vibe, your goal is to make sure that when it comes to podcast or online broadcasting for black men, they think of your show first. And also, to have on the show as many black men from as many countries around the world as possible.
Wow. Wow. That absolutely is just amazing. Now, the next, and it's so important. It really is so important that you reach, because I love the fact that you're a voice. I really do. I love the fact that you're a voice for the black man, and it doesn't matter. Because like you said earlier, you alluded to earlier, that it doesn't matter what country you're from. Everyone has the same issue, so to speak. You know, the same trials and tribulations that you all have to go through to get to the next level. What would you suggest to a person who, like such as yourself, realized, well, I think I want to be that person to do podcasting, or I want to get into the media, and I want to make a difference in the image that's out there? What would you suggest? How do they go about doing that?
Well, the first thing is just start. That's the thing. Make a start. Don't think about it. Think about it, because many years back, I wanted to have the perfect setup, etc. Don't be perfect. As I said, just don't get good. Get done. Just do something and keep on doing it. Also, there's a lot of online resources out there. Hey, they can come to me. I don't know everything, but I've been blessed that my net is working. So
right.
Even up to last night, a very good associate of mine from New York came to me and said, oh, we're doing a show on such and such. Do you have someone from Canada that you could come on the show? So let me roll back. Before you just start and it's continuous, have good relationships. So make sure if you're asking for something from someone, you're offering them something in return. One of the key phrases I always use when I'm sharing with people, whether it's face-to-face or online, is, how can I help you?
Right.
and it's and not necessarily if it isn't right then and there, said, no problem. If there's something you need down the line, come to me. How can I help you? I may not be able to help you directly, but I'm pretty sure that I'm blessed with someone in my circles that will be able to direct you. But
well,
yeah, there's a lot of there's a lot of resources online now, and also too, knowledge is color and gender blind.
Right.
So that's a very important thing. Cause because knowledge is color and gender blind. Because some of the best teaching that I've ever received about online stuff were people who are not my color. The two main gentlemen who have helped me get my show site-wise and technical-wise to the next level. One of them is a gentleman named Ray Ortega, who hosts a show called The Podcaster Studio based in Washington. And there's another gentleman named Mike Phillips, who lives in North Carolina, who helped me get the technical end of my show up and running. I've never met them in my life. I knew Ray, and Ray then directed me to Mike. Mike Phillips has 25 years of audio engineering experience. Never met him, but he spent about 7 hours in total with me getting my show technically right.
Well, I'm glad they have helped you get your show technically right. I thank you so much for being on the show. Again, I'm very humbled. I thank you for kicking off this series with me. Oh, you just don't know how you really have given to me and to others, and I appreciate you being on. I'm really humbled, and I thank you so very, very much.
Well, I appreciate it, and it's not taken for granted. And just another thing I'll just share with you in regards to outreaching to men around the world. One of the things you do, well, there's a number of different platforms I have on the show, regular things. One of the few of the regular things we do on the show, once a month we have a roundtable of black women, and they pick the topic, and they're on for about an hour and a half. And then for almost 2 years, the last Thursday of every month at 9 p.m. Eastern time, we have, it's called Dr. Vibes Allies, and we many times we get black men from Canada, U.S., and England. They pick a topic, and they roundtable for about an hour and a half. And it's live audio via the internet. You have black men from three different countries live sharing about a topic. Yeah, and then also, too, on Sunday nights at 9 p.m., we have a show called Do You Know What Time It Is?, which is basically, it's 9 p.m. Eastern time, and I get black men, sometimes two to four black men. I give them five news topics, and they give three-minute commentaries, sort of somewhat like a meet the press, but the panelists are all black men.
Wow. Okay, folks. You all have heard it. We've been on Hand and Footprints with Dr. Vibe. Make sure you check out his show, The Dr. Vibe Show. I will post all the ways that you can get a hold of him. Again, Dr. Vibe, thank you so much for being on today. Thank you for being a voice for our men. Thank you for helping me kick off this series. I hope that you get a chance to tune in the rest of the month for the different conversations that we're going to have from different black men. Those of you who have listened today, thank you so very, very much. Go out there and tell folks if you have a question for me, themsrikkijones@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Guys, have a wonderful Saturday. And if it's not like breathing, don't do it. Dr. Vibe, enjoy your Saturday and the rest of your weekend. And I will be tuning in to a show very, very soon. Thank you so much.
Well, the pleasure is mine. I'm going to leave with some really quick thoughts. Get ready. We're going to have you on our show, so you get ready, because I'm not going to let you
go away
with this.
Thank you.
And absolutely. And I guess my final – I have so many messages I could share with black men, but I'm going to share one, and is that, how's your heart? And I don't mean black men – exercising heart. How's your heart? Because one of the things I'm finding out these days is there are many black men that are screaming and nothing's coming out. Please share with somebody. If you want, you can share with Dr. Vibe, because, hey, I go through stuff too. But when we can walk at least arms together, even if it's over a phone, it can make one heck of a positive difference. And we as black men, we're not necessarily, I think a lot of people say black men should be the head of the home or head of black society. I consider us the foundation of black society.
Yeah.
So let's work together, win together, not only for the good of black men, but black families and all of society. God bless, peace be well, and keep the faith.
Thank you. Have a good one, guys.